The 0-2 delivery misses away, and the count goes to one ball and two strikes. The pitch misses up, and the count is even, two balls and two strikes. Well, Gonzalez stands on deck, yet another lefty. This is an order that seven of the nine come up from the left side against Meeker. The 2-2 delivery. Chopped on the ground, back up the middle. Two big hops to Zamora at short, field to behind second. Fires to Warren at first. And that finishes off a 1-2-3 second inning for James Meeker. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Shuckers lead it 1-0 after two. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit sealstires.com.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter!
Top three on the waters of the Pensacola Bay. Shuckers lead it 1-0. Lamar Sparks is up. First pitch here on misses away. Righty Evan Fitterer. James Blake back with you here on July 4th. Happy July 4th. You're having some fun on a Tuesday afternoon. The pitch home. Misses low, and the count goes to two balls and no strikes. 9-1-2 due up for Biloxi against the righty Fitterer, who's into his third inning of work. The pitch misses away, and the count goes to three balls and no strikes. Sparks this year hitting .218 with a .340 OBP. He's activated off the injured list just prior to last week's series. 3-0 delivery. Misses up and away. And draws a four-pitch walk. He's appeared in all six games since coming off the injured list. He's reached base in all six. Brings up the top of the order in the left-handed hitting Tyler Black. Sparks at first. Nobody out in the top of the third inning. Shuckers got their only run home last inning on an RBI fielder's choice. The pitch. Black swings and rolls it on the ground up the middle into center for a base hit. Sparks touches second, speeds towards third. Mesa Jr. picks it up, fires on one hop to third. It's a single for Black. And for the second straight inning, Shuckers have a runner in scoring position. This time it's runners in the corners with nobody out for the righty Jack Centurio. Shuckers looking to cash in with the runner in scoring position for the second time today. The pitch home, blacks off to second. Churio chops it on the ground to second. It's under Morissette's glove, and a flex towards short right. The throw to third, not in time. Churio off first, the throw back to first. He slides back in time. Sparks comes home. It's a weird play. Morissette charged in at second. And it ended up just getting under his glove. Took a big hop, might have just deflected off of him. But either way, the Shuckers get a run and now lead it 2-0. It's ruled an RBI single. So Churio brings home his 48th of the year. Blacks up to third. Shuckers lead it 2-0. The pitch home. Churio's off to second. Pitch misses up high. The third is second. Not in time. Churio has his 23rd stolen base of the year. Well, the Shuckers' ability to run wild on the base paths is showing up in a big way right now. Runners on second and third with nobody out. The guy at the plate leads the team in homers with 12 and comes into today with the highest average on the team at 290. The 1-0 delivery. He swings and lifts it over to the head and down the left field line. Churio rounds third and comes home. The throw to the plate is in time. Churio's tagged out, but Caro gets to second. Black scores. Churio's thrown out. 7-2. The first out of the inning. Caro singles. That was his 35th RBI of the year and brings up the righty West Clark. Caro moves up to second on the throw. Biloxi now leads it 3-0. One out in the inning. And another runner in scoring position. Brings out Bennett Hostetler to the hill to talk to Fitterer. Hostetler walks back to the plate. Clark digs in from the right side. 3-0 Biloxi. Three runs on three hits. Check that. Three runs. It is three runs on three hits. The pitch home. Clark rolls it back up the middle. It's past Morissette's diving into center for a base hit. Caro rounds third and comes home. The ball skips to the mound. Johnston cuts it off. It's an RBI single for Wes Clark. The Shuckers are rolling in Pensacola. It's 4-0. Five straight have reached. For Biloxi, that's their fifth hit of the day. And it now brings out pitching coach Dave Eilert for Pensacola. And Christian Correa has had that kind of inning as the Shuckers' first base coach. He's halfway between home plate and first base with two handfuls of gear. Bat boy runs out and grabs it all. Back to action. Clark at first. Freddie Zamora's at the plate. It's 4-0 Biloxi. They've scored three runs here in the third inning. The pitch home. Zamora swings and chops it down the third base line. It stays fair, gets by Devers, and rolls all the way towards the corner. Clark gets the wave from third. It sneaks under the wall, goes as a ground rule double. Clark gets the point back to third. Zamora has himself a hit. Now runners on second and third with one away. The switch hitting, Xavier Warren. The turf right now is Biloxi's best friend. Zamora chopped it hard off the turf, and it just shot up and over Jose Devers' head at third. Now runners at second and third for Zamora, and that extends his hit streak to 9 in a row. 4-0 Biloxi, infield in for Pensacola. The pitch home. Warren waves and misses the changeup, and the count goes 2-1. Shuckers have four runs off six hits. The pitch home misses. The count evens 1-1. What a start to the day it's been for Biloxi after losing four straight and scoring just 10 runs over their final four games against the M Braves. Four runs here in the first three innings. The pitch home to Warren. Takes the low and inside. Count it 2-1. Warren doubled off the wall and right last time up. The pitch home. He takes away, and the count goes to 3-1. The 3-1 delivery. Warren takes up and away. It's a 5-pitch walk, and they're loaded up for Tristan Lutz. Lutz becomes the 8th man to bat in the inning. Lutz digs in from the right side. Bases loaded. One out. Chuckers lead it 4-0. Fitterer fires. Lutz swings and ropes it in right for a base hit. Rolls to the right fielder Gonzalez. Clark scores. Zamora gets the hold at third. It's an RBI single for Lutz. Drives in his second of the day, and it's 5-0 Biloxi. Zamora to third. Warren to second. Lutz stands at first. Brings up the righty, Ethan Murray. He's the 9th man to bat in the inning. The first 8 of all reached. The only out came when Jackson Churi was thrown out at the plate. The pitch to the righty Murray. Curveball. He waves and misses over the top of it. The count goes 0-1. The Shuckers Achilles heel in those final four games against the M Braves was hitting with runners in scoring position. They were 4-for-35. They're 2-for-5 today. The pitch home. Murray chops it foul. In on the hands, gets it up and out of play. Count it, no balls and 2 strikes. The 0-2 delivery. Murray swings and serves it up. Foul. First base side, Johnston charges over towards the tarp, makes the catch. Two away now for Lamar Sparks. Chuckers bat around here in the inning. Five nothing Chuckers. Bases loaded, 2 outs. The pitch to Sparks. He swings and lines it foul. First base side out of play. Count goes 0-1. The pitch. Sparks takes off the inside corner. Count even, 1-1. The pitch misses low and away, and the count goes to 2-1. Shuckers have worked a couple of big at-bats here in this inning. The pitch misses away, and the count goes to 3-1. It's 5-0 Biloxi. 5 runs on 7 hits. They have 6 hits this inning. They've walked twice. The 3-1 pitch to Sparks. He takes up and in. It's 4. It drives in a run, and it's 6-0 Biloxi. Sparks walks for the second time this inning. Zamora scores. Warren to third. Lutz to second. And they're loaded up for Tyler Black. back in at the very back of the left-handed box. Bases loaded with two outs. The pitch home. He takes a changeup off the outside corner. Count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 delivery. Black swings and lines it foul. Out of play in the third base side. And the count evens 1-1. Six nothing Biloxi. Bases loaded with two outs. The pitch home. Black takes off the outside corner and the count goes to 2-1. Black's the 10th man to hit this inning for Biloxi. They've sent 10 to the plate. 9 of the 10 have reached. The pitch home. He swings and rolls it on the ground. Foul. First base side. The count's even. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fitterer sets. Now delivers. Black checks his swing. Home plate umpire Dylan Bradley says he goes around. And that ends the inning. But not before Biloxi explodes. They get 5 runs in the inning. Off 6 hits. No errors. And they leave them loaded. For 2.5. 6-0 Biloxi. This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Featuring amazing views of MGM Park, downtown Biloxi, and the Mississippi Sound, the Renova Roofing Party Deck is the place to be this summer. The deck includes all-you-can-eat food and beverage service for 2 hours, as well as group recognition on the MGM Park video board during the game. Enjoy the scenic views of the game from the suite level. Get in the action and call 228-233-3465 today.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans at MGM Park on Saturday, July 29th at 6:05 for a clear backpack giveaway presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Mississippi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Other teams might have season ticket holders, but in Biloxi, become a member of the team with a Shuck Nation membership. Pick your way to be at MGM Park for every big home run, late rally, and get out of your seat moment for the 2023 season with one of our memberships, starting as low as $27 a month. Memberships include flexible tickets, exclusive discounts, unique experiences, lasting memories, and more. Become a part of Shuck Nation today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-2465.
Welcome back, Pensacola. Javik Blake back with you. First pitch of the innings popped up left side of the infield. Tyler Beacon Murray's under it and makes the catch. One pitch, one out. And it brings up the righty, Bennett Hosto. Well, concerning development right now. I hope everything's okay, but Tyler Black is no longer in this ballgame. Felix Valerio is now in for Black. He's at second. Ethan Murray is now the third baseman. First pitch, the righty Hostetler. Called strike one. Black had a check swing to end the inning. Nope, it's just precautionary. The 0-1 delivery. Fastball misses away, and the count evens 1-1. Shuckers lead it 6-0 in the bottom of the third inning. The pitch home. Popped up. Right side of the infield. Warren, the first baseman, charges in towards the mound. Meeker hauls out of the way. Warren makes the catch behind the mound. Two away in the inning. And it brings up the switch hitter, Nesty Nunez. By the way, scoring update from the top of the inning, Jackson Churio, it was originally ruled a single where he reached in an RBI. Instead, it goes as an E4 and no run batted in. The pitch home. Nunez steers at strike one. Fastball right at the knees. Checkers lead it 6-0. 6 runs on 6 hits. Meeker delivers. Nunez swings and lifts it to center. Churio takes a couple steps back. It hangs up and makes the catch. Ends the bottom of the third inning. Meeker's face one over the minimum. 6-0 Biloxi after three. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Nothing. Off to the top of the fourth inning here at Admiral Fetterman Field at Blue Wahoo Stadium. The righty Evan Fitterer on the hill faces the righty Jackson Churio. The first pitch to Churio. He swings and chops it foul back to the screen, and the count goes 0-1. Churio's 0-2 today, reached in an error last time up. The 0-1 delivery misses away, finds its way to the backstop. The count evens, 1-1. Checkers scored 5 runs last inning off 5 hits and an error. Fitterer fires. Churio swings and launches it out to left. Conine looks at it. If it's fair, it's gone, but it's foul. And it ends up as a very, very long strike, too. Count now with 1-2. He got way into that one. Just a bit ahead of it. Count at 1-2. The pitch home. Churio waves and misses. Tries to attack a high fastball. Back-to-back strikeout for Fitterer going back to last inning. And it brings up the righty, Jefferson Caro. Caro's 1-2 today with an RBI. One out, nobody on. First pitch, fastball, called strike one. Fitterer fires. Misses low, bounces by Hostetler and gets the screen. Count evens, one ball and one strike. Caro's hit last time up, part of a streak that's seen him go 11 for his last 21. Pitch home. He swings and loops it down the right field line. Everybody tracks back to it, and it dunks in foul. Count goes to one ball and two strikes. And now Caro needs a new bat. Hangs off with Wes Clark. Now picks up a two-tone bat. Tan at the top of the black handle. One ball, two strikes, one away. Fitterer fires home. Caro takes up and in. Count evens, two balls and two strikes. That was Fitterer's 64th pitch of the day. The pitch home. Caro swings and hits it on one hop to short. Eats up Nunez and it heads into left center for a base hit. Caro rounds first. That was a ball that was a hot shot off the bat and just ate up Nunez at short. It goes as a single for Biloxi. Another multi-hit game for Caro. It's his 17th of the year. Man on first with one out. Ready, Wes Clark steps in. Fitterer delivers home. Clark fouls it back to the screen, and the count goes 2-1. Clark is 1-for-2 today with an RBI single. It's a single last time up that brought home Caro and made it 4-0. The 0-1 delivery. Misses inside and almost hits Clark. Backs out of the way. Counts even, one ball and one strike. Fitterer sets. Now delivers to Clark. Wave and a miss at a curveball. Count goes to 1-2. You got to think, if anyone gets something up into that jet stream in the left, ball's going to carry a good bit. We saw today in BP for the Shuckers. 13-mile-an-hour winds to left. Gives the ball a bit extra carry. The 1-2 delivery. Clark takes up and in. He checks his swing. First base umpire Sean Cassidy says he does not go. And the count evens up, two balls and two strikes. Fitterer sets at the letters. Now the 2-2 pitch. Clark swings and lifts it out to center. Mesa Jr. tracks back. A couple steps shy of the warning track, gets under it, makes the catch. Tires Clark for the second out. Brings up the righty Freddie Zamora. Two outs, runner on first. Shuckers lead it 6-0. Biloxi scored 1 in the second, 5 in the third. Zamora digs in and a double last time up. Caro off first. Fitterer fires. Misses low and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 delivery. Zamora swings and pops it foul. First base side. It's out of play. Hits off the railing and scatters away. Where are the fans feet in the third row? Counts even, one ball and one strike. Cameron takes his lead off first. Johnston holds him on. The pitch home. Misses low, and the count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 delivery. Zamora waves and misses at a changeup low. The count evens, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bullpen gets back and going. Zach Willeman is back up for Pensacola, right-handed arm. The 2-2 delivery. Zamora takes low, and the count goes to 3 balls and 2 strikes. Three balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Caro off first. He'll be off with the pitch. The pitch to Zamora. Caro's off. Zamora rolls it on the ground left side of the infield. Devers gobbles it up at third, fires to first. And tires Zamora and finishes out a scoreless inning. No runs, 1 hit, no errors, and 1 runner left on base. Through 3.5, 6-0 Biloxi. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Everyone deserves a great smile. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics is here to help you, Shuckers fans. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in Biloxi, Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics accepts most insurance. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics, the official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Beer, soda, hot dogs, all at a discount? That's right. Join the boys of summer at MGM Park every Thursday home game for Thirsty Thursday, presented by Yuengling, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108. Enjoy $2 Yuengling drafts, hot dogs, and sodas, along with $4 draft beer specials. Want more? Splash in with the Shuckers Thirsty Thursday deal with reserved level ticket and 2 drink vouchers for $14. Join in on the fun and reserve your tickets, hey, at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCN.
Out for his fourth inning of work. Shuckers have given him quite the cushion. It's 6-0. Righty Meeker up against the lefty Troy Johnston. First pitch roped to right. One hop in front of Sparks for a base hit. Johnston tallies the second hit of the day for Pensacola, and it's his second hit of the day as well. He's the only one he's tallied a hit today. And that brings up the lefty Jose Devers. While we get a moment, let's take 10 seconds for station ID on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
First pitch to Jose Devers is fouled back. We're back underway here in Pensacola. Javik Blake along with you on a July 4th. Shuckers lead it 6-0. 6 runs on 7 hits and no errors. The Blue Wahoos, no runs on 2 hits and 1 error. The pitch to the lefty, Jose Devers, wave and a miss. Count goes to 0 balls and 2 strikes. Devers is 0-for-1 today. Front to left back in the first inning. The 0-2 pitch. Popped foul behind home plate, out of play. We'll do it again. By the way, fans, you can join in on the broadcast with our Text the Booth line. Text the Booth, that's 601-514-0776. Let us know where you're tuning in from this afternoon. The 0-2 delivery. Devers pops it foul again, third base side, out of play. The count stays at 0-2. Again, that number is 601-514-0776. Shuckers celebrating July 4th on the road this year after a sellout crowd last night at MGM Park. 6,098 in attendance. The pitch misses up and away, and the count goes to 1-2. It's also expected to be a sellout here today in Pensacola. Capacity of 5,038 here at Blue Wahoo Stadium. The pitch rolled on the ground right side of the infield. Wario gets it, spins on a dime to second for one. The return to first, not in time. Pulls Warren off the bag. Devers reaches on a fielder's choice. Johnston's retired. Brings up the lefty, Griffin Conine. Conine set to dig in from the left side. Shuckers lead it 6-0. The pitch home. Conine swings and chops it on the ground first base side. Hits off the turf. Stays fair. Warren grabs it. Taps first. And retires Conine for the second out. That was a smart play by Warren. The entire playing surface is turf, except for the infield dirt, which is still a natural dirt. So it hit off the lip and rolled back towards foul territory, but Conine was barely out of the box. Warren smartly picked it up, was able to tag the bag. And now it brings up the righty Will Banfield with the runner in scoring position. Two outs, bottom of the fourth inning. The pitch, wave and a miss, fastball up high. And the count goes 2-1. Meeker today is working on 3 days rest, but threw just 65 pitches last time out in three innings. The 0-1 delivery. Banfield shoots it foul, out of play on the first base side. And the count at no balls and two strikes. Banfield takes a moment outside of the box. Now digs back in. Zach Willeman continues to get warm in the Pensacola bullpen. You have to think it's the end of the day for Evan Fitterer. The 0-2 delivery. Banfield pops it foul behind home plate, out of play. Drops down on top of the press box. We'll do it again. No balls and two strikes. Meeker about to throw his 50th pitch of the afternoon. One strikeout so far. Back to Griffin Conine. The pitch home. Wave and a miss. Gets him to chase on a slider off the outside corner. And it's four shutout innings for James Meeker. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. We enter the fifth. It's 6-0 Shuckers, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
In Pensacola, it's 6-0 Shuckers over the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Xavier Warren, a switch hitter, steps up from the left side. First pitch he sees is lifted into deep center. Victor Mesa Jr. goes back, warning track wall, and it hits off the very top of the wall. He gets it on a hop, fires on one hop to second. It's not in time. A stand-up double for Xavier Warren. His second double of the day. And the Shuckers, the leadoff man on here in the fifth. Evan Fiddler, by the way, out of the ballgame. Zach Williman is now in. Williman, a 10.13 ERA, makes his eighth appearance. He's allowed 9 runs in 8 innings, 7 walks, 8 strikeouts, and opponents hitting .241 against him. Faces the righty Tristan Lutz, who's 1-for-2 with an RBI. The pitch, curveball, misses up and in. Count goes to 1-0. Williman stands in at 6'2", 219 pounds. The pitch misses up and away, and the count goes to 2-0. Warren's at second. It's the fourth straight inning where the Shuckers have had a runner in scoring position. They cashed in on quite a few occasions today. The 2-0 delivery misses low, and the count goes to 3 balls and no strikes. Shuckers got 1 in the second, 5 in the third. After going 4-for-35 with runners in scoring position over their 4-game losing streak entering today, they have 3 hits with the runner in scoring position today. The 3-0 delivery. Lutz stares at strike one. Fastball that barrels in at 96 from Willman. Willman comes set. Now delivers home. Lutz checks his swing, dribbles it foul off the netting that protects the Blue Wahoos dugout. Count goes to 3 balls and 2 strikes. Not only are all the fans protected by the netting, but it also is in both dugouts. Nobody can sit on the top railing and lean on the top railing because the netting is throughout the entirety of it. The 3-2 delivery to Lutz. He waves and misses. Chases a fastball up and away at 95. One away, and it brings up the righty Ethan Murray. By the way, the final line for Fitterer today goes 4 innings, gives up 7 hits, 6 runs, 5 of them are earned, 4 walks, 3 strikeouts, and throws 76 pitches. He's up. Murray's up with a runner on second, 1 out, top 5. The pitch is a curveball that misses up. Count goes to 1-0. Lead it 6-0. Sun's starting to poke back out here at Blue Wahoo Stadium. The 1-0 delivery. Murray waves and misses, trying to time up a 96-mile-an-hour heater from Willeman. Count evens 1-1. Willeman was signed this past offseason as a minor league free agent after spending time in the Royals system. The 1-1 delivery. Murray waves and misses. Fastball up and in. The count goes to 1-2. Split 2022 last year between AA Northwest Arkansas and AAA Omaha. Made 50 relief appearances last year. The 1-2 delivery. Murray swings and serves it down the right field line. Tails foul out of play. Count stays at 1-2. Warren off second. Willeman sets. Now delivers home. Murray takes slow, and the count evens 2 balls and 2 strikes. Two balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. 6-0 Shuckers here in the top of the fifth. The pitch home. Murray swings and dribbles it foul. Third base side. Rolls off the turf. Now starts going fair. Hostetler picks it up. Count stays at 2-2. They got about halfway up the line and then hit off the turf and slowly started rolling back towards fair territory. And at that point, Murray took off running. Didn't have to go too far before Hostetler touched it. Count stays at 2-2. Off to his 7th pitch in the at-bat. Willeman fires. Murray swings and dribbles it up the first baseline. Two hops to Johnston. Taps third. Taps first. Warren goes to third. It's a ground out for Murray, but a productive ground out. Brings up the righty Lamar Sparks. Sparks has not recorded an at-bat today. He's 0-for-0 with two walks and a run driven in. Him and Tyler Black, the only two guys to come up twice in the order in the third inning. The pitch home. Sparks takes up, and the count goes to 1-0. Black's out of the game. Felix Valerio stands on deck. Not sure what happened with Black. There was a check swing that ended the third, and he was not out for the bottom half. The pitch. Sparks takes up, and the count goes to 2-0. The 2-0 delivery. Sparks waves and misses. Fastball top of the zone. Count goes to 2 balls and 1 strike. Warren's at third. Two outs in the fifth inning. Willeman fires. Sparks takes up, and the count goes to 3 balls and 1 strike. Count goes to 3 balls and 1 strike. Willeman's 3-1 delivery. Sparks swings and rolls it back up the middle. Shortstop Nunez has it go under his glove and squeaks into center. Sparks rounds first. Warren touches home, and it's 7-0 Biloxi. It would have been a tough play for Nunez. Sparks has a ton of speed. He went to grab it, and it just went under his glove. It's ruled a single. Sparks' 12th RBI of the year. The Shuckers get their 7th run of the day. Brings up the righty Felix Valerio for his first at-bat of the day. Two outs and a runner on. The pitch home. Valerio swings and loops it out to right. Gonzalez a long way over into the gap along with Victor Mesa Jr. He makes the catch and avoids Gonzalez to end the top of the 5th inning. But Biloxi scores a run on 2 hits, no errors, and leaves 1 stranded. We're halfway through in Pensacola. It's 7-0 Biloxi. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Welcome back to Pensacola. We head to the bottom of the 5th inning. Our apologies about the commercial break. Some Wi-Fi troubles here at the ballpark have hampered that for a moment. We'll have to get that back up and running by the end of the next half inning. It's 7-0 Biloxi, bottom of the 5th inning. Victor Mesa Jr. serves the first pitch foul out of play. The count at no balls and 1 strike. The Shuckers lead it 7-0. James Meeker, the Shuckers starter, has limited Pensacola to just two hits. The pitch home. Checks his swing and dribbles it foul. Now goes to no balls and two strikes. Biloxi leads it 7-0. Seven runs on nine hits and no errors. For the Blue Wahoos, no runs on two hits and one error. 0-2 the count to the lefty, Victor Mesa Jr. The pitch home. He takes low, and the count goes to one ball and two strikes. Mesa Jr. is 0-1 today, lined out to second, back in the second inning. Meeker sets. Now the 1-2 pitch. Misses up and away, and the count's even. Two balls and two strikes. The 2-2 delivery. Mesa Jr. pops it up. Out towards left. Lutz drifts over towards the line. The wind carries it about 300 feet away from home plate. Hauls it in for the first down. Time for a look at the Owaw Parks and Resorts scoreboard update around the Southern League. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Nothing else has started yet. 6 o'clock today, Tennessee and Birmingham, 6:05, and Braves and Montgomery. First pitch to the lefty, Cody Morissette, misses inside, and the count goes to 1-0. Then at 6:35, it's Chattanooga and Rocket City. The Shuckers today are playing the earliest game in AA. 4:05 start time. The pitch home. Morissette waves and misses. Count evens 1-1. The reason why is the City of Pensacola fireworks are being shot off about 100 feet from where the ballpark is. So an early game allows everybody to leave. The pitch home. Rolled on the ground to short. Zamora grabs it. Takes a step towards first. Fires quickly to first. Morissette's retired for the second out. Now two away for the lefty, Norel Gonzalez. Two outs, bottom of the fifth inning. Shuckers lead it 7-0 over Pensacola. Shuckers shift over towards first. Moore just about up the middle at short. The pitch home. Gonzalez serves it foul. Out of play in the first base, then the third base side, and the count goes to no balls and one strike. The pitch home. Gonzalez rolls it to first, couple of hops to Warren, grabs the hot shot, taps the bag, and that ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We head to the sixth. It's 7-0 Biloxi. Back in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Celebrate the weekend with premium giveaways, specialty jerseys, and unique acts every Saturday night throughout the 2023 season. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Rep the Pearl and Oyster everywhere with a trip to the Shuckers shop at MGM Park and online. Find Shuckers hats, apparel, collectibles, novelties, Marvel Defenders of the Diamond merchandise, and more. Grab your Shuckers gear today at MGM Park or visit shuckers.milbstore.com.
Welcome back to Pensacola. Javik Blake back with you. We move to the top of the sixth inning. Shuckers lead it 7-0. Zach Willeman's in for a second inning of work here on a beautiful July 4th on the Pensacola Bay. It's 2-3-4 in the order due up. It starts off with Jackson Churio. Shuckers have scored in three of their five innings at the plate today, including a five-run third inning that really helped build a 7-0 lead. Willeman sets. Now comes home. Churio takes up an in. Count goes to 1-0. And normally, in a game in Pensacola where the wind's blowing out to right, you'd think the Shuckers used a couple of homers to left. That's not been the case. The 1-0 delivery. Curveball misses up and in. Count goes to 2-0. Shuckers have used singles, couple walks, pitch home. Churio chops it on the ground. One big hop to third. Devers gets it, fires across the diamond to first, a bit high. Johnston's able to touch the bag in time, and Churio's retired for the first out. Brings up the righty Jefferson Caro. Caro Bowman is up and going in the Shuckers pen. This was not going to be a long appearance today for James Meeker. He's just at 60 pitches. He's on 3 days rest after going 65 pitches back on Friday. The pitch home. Caro takes up and in, and the count goes to 1-0. Bloxy leads it 7-0. One out, nobody on in the top of the sixth. Caro's 2-for-3 today. The 1-0 delivery. Caro takes up and in, and hits him on the helmet. And about as nonchalantly as you possibly can, he puts his bat down, takes off his batting gloves, and all seems okay. To be just a glancing blow. Trainer Tanner Boss is out of the dugout. He just signals, yeah, it hit me off the head, but it wasn't hard, and it just deflected off. So he reaches. Kara's reached three times today. Brings up the righty Wes Clark. 7-0 Shuckers, top of the sixth inning. First pitch, the righty Clark. He takes up and in. Count goes to 1-0. Clark's 1-for-3 today with an RBI single in the third. That scored Caro. The pitch home. He takes a strike on the outside corner. Count evens 1-1. The 1-1 delivery. Fastball misses away, and the count goes to 2-1. Clark flew to deep center last time up in the fourth inning. Willeman fires home. Clark swings and chops it on the ground. Left side of the infield. Nunez gets it at short, goes to second for one. The throw to first in time completes the double play. The 6-4-3 double play, and it finishes out the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We're through 5.5. It's 7-0 Biloxi. Where Bowman sent to enter when we return on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Follow the Biloxi Shuckers away from MGM Park for every pitch, promotion, ticket offer, and discount on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Follow the team at Biloxi Shuckers on Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok, or at Official Biloxi Shuckers on Instagram. Become part of the fun today.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell membership plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets,
a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shucker Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hi, this is Tobias Myers, and you're listening to Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Up for Pensacola. We're off to the bottom of the sixth inning. James Meeker done for the day after five terrific innings. Brings out the righty, Caleb Bowman. Bowman delivers to the righty, Hostetler. First pitch, called strike one on the inside corner. David Blake back with you. The Shuckers lead it 7-0. Meeker done for the day after allowing just two hits in five innings. The pitch home. Misses inside, and the count evens up 1-1. The second straight spot start by a Shuckers pitcher. And so far, between James Meeker and T.J. Shook, they've combined to go 11 shutout innings. The pitch home. Hostetler takes inside. And the count goes to 2-1. Final line today for Meeker. Strikes out two. Doesn't walk anybody. Bowman fires. Called strike top of the zone. Count evens 2-2. He throws exactly 60 pitches, no walks, no runs, gives up two hits, and strikes out five. Hostetler takes a moment outside the box, now steps back in. He's 0-1 today with a pop out to first. Bowman fires home, misses away. Count goes to 3-2. Bowman this year makes his 12th appearance. He has a 9.24 ERA, 12 2/3 innings on the mound, 5 walks, 17 strikeouts. 3-2 pitch, misses inside. He checks his swing, doesn't matter. Home plate umpire Dylan Bradley says it hits him on the hand. Hostetler reaches. Brings up Nassim Nunez, 7-0 Biloxi. Good thing is they have a little bit of a cushion here. Nunez, a switch hitter up from the left side against the righty Bowman. The pitch home. This is inside, and the count goes to 1-0. The pitch. Nunez takes away, and the count goes to 2-0. Nunez is 0-2 today. Ground out to short and a fly out to center. Wind still blowing gently out to left. Bowman fires. Nunez waves and misses, trying to time up a fastball at 93. And the count goes to 2-1. The pitch. Nunez lifts it out to left. Lutz starts back on it. Now comes in a couple steps with sunglasses on, makes the catch. One away, and it brings up the lefty, Troy Johnston. Johnston's the only guy with a hit for the Blue Wahoos today. He's 2-2. Everybody else in the lineup is 0-4. First pitch he sees from Bowman, misses inside, gets by him to the backstop. Hostetler's off to second. Reaches on a wild pitch. Johnston barely got out of the way of that thing. Count at 1-0. Bowman Bowman steps off. Now steps back on. Runner at second for just the third time today. Bowman fires. Johnston swings and serves it out to center. Chorio charges back on it at the warning track, looks up and one hops the wall. He fires it into the cutoff man, Zamora. It sails over his head, goes to Valerio. It's six by him and then bobbles in and out of Warren's glove. Hostetler scores. It's an RBI double for Johnston. He's 3 for 3 today, has all three hits, and now the first RBI of the day for Pensacola. It's 7-1. Jose Devers in from the left side. The pitch home. Devers waves and tips it into Clark's glove. Count goes 2-1. Devers is 0 for 2 today. Flew out to left back in the first and grounded into a fielder's choice in the fourth. Johnston's off second. Bowman delivers. Swing and a miss. Outside corner. Count goes 2-2. One away here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Bowman delivers home. Wave and a miss. Fastball up and in for strike three. Devers retired for the second out. Brings up the lefty, Griffin Conine. Time for a check of the Omaha Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Everything in action from top to bottom around the system. In the DSL, suspended in the top of the first. Brewers 1 leads Brewers 2, 2-0. A big lead for Johnson. Now he goes. The pitch home misses inside. Johnson has his second stolen base of the day and his 13th of the year. One final. ACL Padres beat the ACL Brewers 7-3. In the bigs, the Cubs are up 6-4 on the Crew in the top of the ninth inning. Everything else later around the system. The 1-0 delivery fouled back, and the count evens at 1-1. 6 o'clock, Fayetteville and Carolina. 6:05, Nashville Sounds, Columbus Clippers. And at 6:40, it's the Brewers and the Marlins, just like it is in AA with the affiliates, but make it high A, the Skycarp and the Timber Rattlers. Pitch home, rolled foul first base side towards the bullpen. Count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Bowman trying to work out of the inning. Time's call. Conine steps out. Bowman stares in. Now delivers home. Conine swings and hits it by Valerio in a right field base hit. Valerio looks like he might have given it an attempt to dive, but it was just out of his reach. It's an RBI single for Conine. Two runs in the inning for Pensacola, and it's 7-2. Brings up Will Banfield. Zach Venaro starts to stretch in the Shuckers bullpen. Bowman fires. Slider misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. The check back to first. Conine's back in time. Bowman set. Now delivers home. Fastball hugs the outside corner. Count evens 1-1. The pitch home. Misses inside. Banfield turns out of the way. Moves to 2-1. Christian Charlet is up in the bullpen for Pensacola. The 2-1 delivery. Chopped foul, third base side towards the Shuckers bullpen. count evens at 2-2. Both sides into the bullpen. Zach Willeman has completed two scoreless, two innings of work. He's allowed one run. Bowman trying to finish his first inning of work. He's allowed two runs here in the bottom of the sixth inning. The pitch to Banfield. Wave and a miss and a slider, and it ends the inning. It's the same pitch that Meeker got him on back in the fourth inning. It gets him again here in the sixth. But two runs on two hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. We're on to the seventh. It's 7-2 Shuckers. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit sealstires.com.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter!
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Top of the seventh here in Pensacola on July 4th. David Blake back with you. Ready, Christian Charlet into the ballgame. Faces the righty, Freddie Zamora. Shuckers have seven runs on nine hits. Lou Wahoo's two runs on four hits. Charlet's first pitch of the evening comes home. Misses up. Count goes to 1-0. Charlet makes his 21st appearance of the year. 3.31 ERA in 35 and a third innings. 18 walks, 38 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 207 against him. The 1-0 delivery. Zamora takes up. Count goes to 2-0. Charlet relieves Zach Willeman. Allows one run in two innings. No walks, one strikeout. First 29 pitches. Charlet fires home. Zamora takes up, and the count goes to 3-0. Charlet, 6'1", 208 pounds of La Romana in the Dominican Republic. The 3-0 delivery. Zamora taking all the way, takes up high. It's called strike one. Just into the top of the zone. He's had a fun day. 1-for-2 with a walk and a double. He's scored 8 times he's reached base. The 3-1 delivery. He swings and pops it up foul. Out of play behind home plate. Count now at 3-2. The payoff pitch. Zamora swings and pokes it foul. Out of play on the left field side. Count stays at 3-2. Charlet fires home. Zamora swings and pokes it out to left. Conine charges in. Nunez, the shortstop, charges out. Conine, the left fielder, calls everybody off. And makes the catch for the first out. it brings up the switch hitter Xavier Warren. Digs in from the left side against the righty Charlet. One out, nobody on. 7-2 Biloxi here in the seventh. The pitch home. Warren waves and misses on a changeup. Count goes 2-1. Warren's 2-for-2 today with two doubles and a walk. Yope, it breaks him out of what's been a real tough run of luck here with the Shuckers. The 0-1 delivery. Warren waves and misses. Another changeup. Count goes 2-2. He entered today with a batting average on balls in play at 204. The lowest in the Southern League by 61 points. What that tells you is that 176 average on the year is partly due to a lot of bad luck on Warren's part. I think even if a third more drop down, that average is up to 225, 230. The 0-2 delivery. He takes up and in. Count goes to 1-2. So you hope that today can be a launching pad for Warren. He's tanked two off the wall, one in right, one in center. The 1-2 delivery. He swings and pokes it out to right. Travels towards the wall. Gonzalez is back, looks up, and it's gone. Xavier Warren pokes his seventh home run of the year, and it's 8-2 Biloxi. Have yourself a day, Xavier Warren. Touches home. Caps off a three-hit and three-extra-base-hit day. Seventh home run of the year, 29th run batted in. And the Shuckers offense continues to roll. Brings up the righty Tristan Lutz. The righty Charlet fires home. Lutz swings and lifts it down the right field line out of play. Count goes 2-1. And Warren hit it out to right against the wind. Ball that just snuck over the wall. It's 333 down the right field line. The pitch home. Lutz swings and loops it foul. Johnston, the first baseman, over towards the dugout. Makes the catch. Lutz is retired for the second out. Brings up the righty Ethan Murray. 0-for-3 today. Comes up with two outs and nobody on. 8-2 Shuckers here in the top of the seventh. Charlet fires home. Murray swings and rolls it back up the middle. Charlet grabs it with his bare hand, stares down Murray, and fires to first to end the inning. Wow. A bold play by Charlet, and it ends the inning. But the Shuckers get one run on one hit. Solo shot from Xavier Warren. And they lead it 8-2 through 6.5. Time to stretch in Pensacola. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shucker Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Pensacola. Chavis Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Randy Caleb Bowman fires home to the lefty Victor Mesa Jr. First pitch misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Mesa Jr.'s 0-2 today with a line out and a fly out. Shuckers lead it 8-2. Bowman fires, wave and a miss for Mesa Jr. Count evens 1-1. Bowman's got the red, white, and blue socks. Now quickly comes set. The 1-1 delivery. Wave and a miss. Pitch up and in. Count goes to 1-2. Bowman allowed two runs last inning. First two of the game for Pensacola. He stares in. Now comes set. The pitch home. Misses up and away, and the count evens 2-2. The pitch, up and away. Count goes to 3-2. Back half of the order drew up this inning against Bowman. Shuckers up 8-2. Bowman fires. Wave and a miss. Fastball in the inside corner. Third strikeout today for Bowman. Brings up the lefty, Cody Morrison. Gives us a chance to take 10 seconds for station ID on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport. The flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back to Pensacola, Florida, Blue Wahoo Stadium. First pitch to Cody Morris, sets punch foul, out of play on the third base side. And the count goes to 0-1. Javid Blake back with you. Shuckers lead it 8-2. Bowman sent to fire home to the lefty Cody Morissette. He lines it into center. Drops in for a base hit, one hop to Churio. And Morissette has his first hit of the day. Extends his hit streak to 4. It now brings up the lefty Noel Gonzalez. 0-2 today. One out and a man on in the bottom of the 7th. Nice opportunity here for Bowman to get a couple of innings of work after James Meeker went 5 shutout innings. The pitch home. Misses up and in to Gonzalez. Count goes to 1-0. Gonzalez a wide stance at the plate. Bowman fires. Misses away, and the count goes to 2-0. Bowman sets, picks up the leg, and fires home. Misses up the inside corner, and the count goes to 3-0. The 3-0 pitch. Gonzalez stares at strike one in the outside corner. Fastball at 93 from Bowman. The pitch. Gonzalez pops it foul. Out of play in the third base side. Count now full at 3-2. Morissette off first. Warren holds him on. The check back to first. Morissette just back in time. Bowman delivers, tips it off Clark's mask. Count stays full. Clark takes a moment. Home plate umpire Dylan Bradley walks out a new ball to Bowman. Clark seems okay. got the hockey-style goalie mask instead of the normal two-piece. When you get hit there, it usually rattles around for a moment. Three balls, two strikes, one away. Bowman fires home. Gonzalez swings and pokes it out to right. Sparks goes back towards the warning track, back towards the wall, makes the catch. Retires Gonzalez. Second out of the inning, and it brings up the righty, Bennett Hostetler. The pitch home. Slider misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. The pitch. Hostetler takes a strike at the knees. Count evens 1-1. The pitch. Up and in. Count goes to 2-1. Hostetler's 0-for-1 today. Got hit by a pitch on a 3-2 count last time up. Shuckers lead it 8-2. Check back the first. Long way to go, but Morris sets back in time. Robbie Baker now up in the pen for Biloxi. Bowman's pitch count getting up near 50 pitches. The 2-1 delivery. Hostetler chops it on the ground right side of the infield. Valerio, the second baseman, charges, fires to first. Retires Hostetler by a step, and it ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. We head to the eighth. Shuckers lead it 8-2. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures, you can rely on Mississippi.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
Lamar Sparks leads it off for Biloxi. We head to the top of the eighth inning on a July 4th Tuesday in Pensacola. Shuckers 8, Blue Wahoos 2. All righty, Christian Charlet back to work for his second inning. The pitch home to Sparks. Misses low. Hostetler blocks it up. Skids off him for Felix Valerio in the on-deck circle. The count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 delivery. Sparks takes low, and the count goes to 2-0. The pitch home. Wave and a miss on a curveball, and the count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 delivery. Sparks stays slow and away, and the count goes to 3-1. The 3-1 pitch to Sparks. He swings and misses. Fastball on the outside corner, and the count goes to 3-2. Robbie Baker just about ready in the Shuckers bullpen. He's likely the guy that comes on for the bottom of the 8th inning with the Shuckers up 8-2 over Pensacola. The 3-2 pitch. Sparks waves and tips it into Hostetler's glove for strike 3. It brings up the righty Felix Valerio. The pitch home. He swings and rolls it on the ground to third. Devers grabs it. Valerio quick out of the box. Throw to first in time. And Valerio's retired. It brings up the right-handed hitting Jackson Churio. Charlay delivers home. Churio waves and misses. Count goes down 1-1. The 0-1 delivery. Churio takes a strike on the inside corner. Count goes to 2-2. Shuckers trail at 8-2 in the 8th. Lead at 8-2 in the 8th inning. 8 runs on 10 hits. Charlay fires home. Churio checks his swing on a changeup away. First base umpire Sean Cassidy says he does not go. And the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 delivery. Churio swings and chops it on the ground towards short. Devers cuts off Nunez, the third baseman, fires the first in time. And that ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. It's a 1-2-3 top of the 8th for Christian Charlay. Robbie Baker comes on for the bottom half of the 8th inning. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new without replacing the entire window. Bring back the view of any window with Glass Doctor. Visit glassdoctor.com to request a free estimate on repairing your foggy or cracked windows. Let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint. Oh yeah!
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Watch the Shuckers take on the Trash Pandas in style on Saturday, July 15th at 6:05 with a Shuckers bucket hat giveaway for the first 1,000 fans presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun. Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Robbie Baker enters for Biloxi. They lead it 8-2 over Pensacola in the series opener. Top of the order up, and the switch hitter Nassim Nunez in from the left side. First pitch misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Baker relieves Bowman, who's done after two innings of work. Gives up two runs on three hits. No walks and three strikeouts. The pitch home. Tags foul behind home plate, out of play. Count evens 1-1. Baker's 1-1 delivery. Nunez way ahead of it. Tips it foul off Clark's gear. And the count goes to 1-2. Baker makes his 21st appearance on the year. 4.65 ERA in 31 innings. 15 walks and 39 strikeouts. Gave up a run in two innings last time out. Last week against the M-Braves. Struck out four. The 1-2 delivery. Nunez swings and taps it foul back to the screen. Baker's 1-2 delivery. Nunez swings and rockets it out to center, but right to Jackson Churia. Barely moves and makes the catch. One away, and it brings up the lefty, Troy Johnston. Johnston's 3-for-3 today with an RBI. Two singles and a double. Righty Baker sets, now delivers. Misses inside, count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 delivery. Johnston takes a strike on the outside corner. Count evens 1-1. The 1-1 delivery. Misses low and inside. Count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 delivery. Misses low and inside, and the count goes to 3-1. The 3-1 delivery. Misses off the outside corner with a fastball. Johnston draws a walk and reaches for the fourth time today. Brings up the lefty, Jose Devers. Gives us a chance to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update around the Southern League. Plan your visit at, as always, visit OWA.com. Two games underway, top of the first. Birmingham's up 2-0 on Tennessee. Pitch home. Looped out to short center field. Churio charges in, and it drops in for a base hit. Puts it on a high bounce. Devers singles. Johnston to second. Now runners at first and second for the lefty, Griffin Conine. Meltzer around the league. Bottom one, Montgomery and M-Braves are scoreless. Getting underway in a couple of moments. Chattanooga and Rocket City. One out, two on. It's 8-2 Biloxi in the bottom of the eighth inning. Baker delivers. Conine takes up and away, and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 delivery. Conine waves and misses. Pitch on the inside corner. Count evens 1-1. The 1-1 delivery. misses up, and the count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 pitch, fastball called strike on the outside corner, and the count evens 2-2. Devers at first, Johnson at second with one out. West Tunnel is up in the pen for Pensacola, right-handed arm. 2-2 delivery. Wave and a miss. Change up low. Conine strikes out. Second out of the inning. Brings up the righty Will Banfield. It's the sixth strikeout today from Biloxi pitching. The righty Banfield steps in. Devers at first. Johnson at second. 8-2 Biloxi in the eighth. Baker delivers. Banfield takes a slider off the outside corner. Count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 delivery. Banfield swings and lifts it out to center. Churio charges in, makes the catch on the run, and it finishes out. A scoreless bottom of the eighth inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and two runners left on base. Shuckers 8, Pensacola 2. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit sealstires.com.
We end the ninth inning. Shuckers lead it 8-2 over Pensacola. Christian Charlet done after two innings of work, and it brings in an old foe for Biloxi, West Tunnel, in to face the righty Jefferson Caro, who leads off the inning. The pitch home. Caro takes low, and the count goes to 1-0. Charlet gives up a run on one hit in two innings. No walks and a strikeout for his 25 pitches. Tunnel fires home. Misses up and in. Pops it a Hostetler's glove to the backstop. Count goes to 2-0. Tunnel makes his third appearance of the year in Double-A. He's allowed a run in 2 1/3 innings. 3 walks and 3 strikeouts. Tunnel delivers home. Caro waves and misses. Fastball top of the zone. Count goes to 2-1. Tunnel's a familiar foe for the Shuckers because he used to play for the Jackson Generals in 2018 and 2019 when the Generals were in the Southern League. The 2-1 delivery. Caro fouls it back, and the count evens at 2-2. He threw the final pitch in Jackson Generals history. Game 5 of the Southern League Championship Series back in 2019. That was the pitch that won it for the Generals and denied the Shuckers their first Southern League title in franchise history. 2-2 delivery. Caro takes the pitch off the inside corner. Count goes to 3-2. Since then, tunnel's been everywhere. Pitch for the Aceros del Norte in Mexico. Pitched a bit for the Lancaster Barnstormers last year. Pitch home, wave and a miss from Caro. Tunnel strikes him out. Brings up the righty, Wes Clark. Check then, it's the Aceros del Monclova in the Liga Mexicana Baseball. Highest level professional baseball in Mexico. Brings up the righty, Wes Clark. 1-for-4 today. One out in the top of the ninth. The pitch home. Clark takes inside, and the count goes to 1-0. The Shuckers have 8 runs on 10 hits and no errors today. 2 runs on 6 hits and an error for Pensacola. Tunnel delivers. Clark takes up, and the count goes to 2-0. Tunnel delivers home. Clark swings and tags it out to right center. Gonzalez goes back on it. It drops down, takes one hop off the wall. Mesa Jr. picks it up. Clark strides into second with his second hit of the day. Puts a runner in scoring position with one out for Freddie Zamora. Righty Zamora set to step in. Clark's at second. 8-2 Biloxi in the top of the ninth inning. Tunnel delivers home. Zamora rolls it on the ground to third. Devers grabs it, takes two steps, fires across the diamond. Second out of the inning. He brings up the switch hitter, Xavier Warren. Brings up the switch hitter, Xavier Warren. In from the left side against the righty tunnel. He fires home. Warren swings and lines it back up the middle through his legs. Nunez, the shortstop, grabs it, spins up the middle, and fires the first to end the inning. Xavier Warren was robbed of a four-hit day right there. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. End of the ninth inning. Robbie Baker trying to close out a Shuckers win and snap a four-game losing streak. Back in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Want to roll out the barrel and grab a beer? Come out to MGM Park for Brew Crew Tuesday, presented by.
Want to roll out the barrel and grab a beer? Come out to MGM Park for Brew Crew Tuesday, presented by FEB Distributing during every Shuckers Tuesday home game. Enjoy the game in style with a souvenir tumbler at the first and third base beer gardens for $12 and $6 refills. Our beer gardens feature premium craft beers from the coast and beyond. The only way to be part of the fun is to get to the ballpark. Reserve your seat today at MGM Park, box office, or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Konecka Sausage is the exclusive sausage sponsor and hot dog provider of MGM Park.
Find them at your next trip to MGM Park at the first and third base concession stands.
As I get my grill on.
So hell, but all back then.
No, bottom of the ninth inning from Pensacola. The lefty Victor Mason Jr. leads it off against the righty Robbie Baker. Shuckers lead it 8-2. Baker trying to close out a Shuckers win and snap a four-game losing streak. Faces the left-handed bat up first. Baker's first pitch at the bottom of the ninth inning is lifted into short left. It drops down behind the infield and rolls to Lutz for a base hit. Snaps an 0-for-16 skid for Mesa. Brings up the lefty, Cody Morrison. Morrison's 1-for-3 with a single and two ground outs. Lisa Maya, the lefty, up in the pen. Pitch home, popped up. Left side of the infield. Ethan Murray, the third baseman, under it towards short, makes the catch. One away, and it brings up the lefty, Narel Gonzalez. Lefty Gonzalez steps in. The pitch home. Waves and misses. Count goes to no balls and one strike. 8 runs and 11 hits and no errors for Biloxi. 2 runs, 7 hits, and 1 error for Pensacola. The pitch home. Gonzalez takes away, and the count evens up at 1-1. The pitch. Wave and a miss. Tips in and out of Clark's glove. Count goes to 1-2. By the way, the Shuckers back in action tomorrow night against Pensacola. Game 2 of the series gets underway at the regularly scheduled 6:35 time. We'll be on the air at 6:20 with pregame. The 1-2 delivery. Gonzalez takes up and away, and the count evens 2 balls and 2 strikes. Today's the first of 12 games the Shuckers will play against Pensacola in this half. The 2-2 delivery misses inside, and the count goes to 3-2. Shuckers will play 12 here in the second half of the year. Pensacola makes their final trip to Biloxi at the end of August. Two teams that finish up their 30 matchups in 2023. The 3-2 pitch, Gonzalez takes away, ball 4. And now runners on first and second with one out for Bennett Hostel. Brings out Wes Clark to talk with Robbie Baker. Ostemmer's 0-for-2 today. He's been hit by a pitch. Lefty Lisa Maya continues to get warm in the pen. Brand new Shucker Ryan Brady is playing protector. Mesa Jr. at second. Gonzalez at first with one out. The pitch home. Misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. Mesa Jr. at second. Gonzalez at first. The Shuckers have a 6-run lead thanks to a 5-run third inning. Solo shot from Xavier Warren in the seventh that extended it back to 6. The pitch home. Misses away. The count goes to 2-0. Blue Wahoo's got both their runs in the sixth inning. The pitch. Chopped foul towards the Shuckers dugout. third base side. Count goes to 2-1. That foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. 2-1, the count to Hostetler. Baker fires. Hostetler waves and misses. Fastball up high at 94. And the count's even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. That was the 30th pitch from Baker. Shuckers would love to get through today with limited bullpen usage. They'll have at least one bullpen day this week. The 2-2 delivery. Misses up, and the count goes to 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carlos Rodriguez is set to go tomorrow. He's 4-2 with a 3.09 ERA. Struck out 7 and 4 1/3 in his last start. 3-2 delivery. Popped out to left. Lutz looks at it, and it's way gone. It's a 3-run homer for Bennett Hostetler, and it's 8-5 here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Hostetler crosses home, his 4th homer of the year. First hit of the day. He's up to 15 runs batted in. And that ends the day for Robbie Baker. Manager Mike Guerrero comes out. And it brings in Luis Amaya to take care of the top of the order and try and bring this one home. Bottom nine, Biloxi 8, Blue Wahoos 5. Luis Amaya enters with a save opportunity. Back in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com. Want a fun, family-affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark on Saturday, July 1st at 6:05 and receive a Shuckers Hawaiian shirt presented by Kaneka Sausage. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun. Join the Shuckers at MGM Park on Saturday, August 12th at 6:05 as they take on the Tennessee Smokies and celebrate Olympic royalty for Women in Sports Night. The Shuckers are set to honor Gulfport's own Brittany Reese, a 3-time Olympic medalist and 7-time world champion, with a bobblehead in her likeness for the first 1,000 fans. Visit the MGM Park box office or visit BiloxiShuckers.com to get your tickets for the celebration.
Bottom of the ninth inning. Shuckers trying to get out of here with a win in the series opener. Back at Blue Wahoo Stadium in Pensacola, David Blake alongside you. The lefty Luis Amaya enters and faces the top of the order. One away in the bottom of the ninth inning. It's 8-5. Pensacola's brought it back to within 3 after a 3-run home run from Bennett Hostetler. First pitch, Shanasi Nunez misses inside, and the count goes to 1-0. Amaya is in to make his 3rd appearance of the year. He's allowed 2 runs in 3 innings. The pitch is chopped back up the middle. Zamora gets it, spins, fires to first from behind second. Warren does a split, and it's in time for the second out of the inning. What a pretty play from Freddie Zamora back up the middle. So it comes down to the Southern League leader and runs batted in, Troy Johnston. He's reached base all 4 times today. He's 3-for-3 with a double, a run batted in, and a walk. It's 8-5. Amaya delivers. It misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. Shuckers trying to snap a 4-game losing streak. Trying to take the series opener here in Pensacola. The pitch home. Johnston chops it foul, first base side. Count evens 1-1. That foul ball is brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167. The 1-1 delivery misses away, and the count goes to 2-1. You can also visit them at gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. Shuckers trying to just hold on and close it out. Amaya trying to notch the save. The 2-1 delivery. Fastball called strike two. Amaya and the Shuckers are one strike away. Two balls, two strikes, two outs in the bottom of the ninth. The pitch misses off the outside corner with a slider. And the count goes full at three balls and two strikes. Amaya sets. Now delivers. Misses away. And he loses Johnston. Johnston's reached base five times today. Now brings up Jose Devers. The pitch home. Devers takes strike one in the outside corner. Devers is 1-for-4 today. Pitch home. Fouls it back, and the count goes 10-2. No balls, two strikes, two outs, a man on in the bottom of the ninth inning. Shuckers 8, Blue Wahoos 5. Amaya sets, now delivers. Popped up, out to left. Lutz drifts in a couple steps. The wind carries it back to him, and he makes the catch. Luis Amaya notches his first save of the year with the Shuckers, and Biloxi wins it 8-5 over Pensacola. In the ninth inning, three runs on two hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. For the Shuckers, 8 runs and 11 hits and no errors. For Pensacola, 5 runs, 8 hits, and 1 error. James Meeker gets the win, improves to 4-3. Evan Fitterer, the loss, falls to 4-3. And Luis Amaya, who just a week ago made his first double-A appearance since 2021 when he was in the Giants organization. Well, today, on July 4th, he picks up his first save with the Shuckers and locks down an 8-5 Biloxi win here in Pensacola. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's time to wrap everything up on the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. Shuckers win it 8-5 here on July 4th. We'll be back after this. Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Our apologies, a couple more Wi-Fi issues with the commercials, but we'll be back here in a moment. Shuckers win it 8-5 over Pensacola. 8 runs, 11 hits, and no errors for Biloxi. For Pensacola, 5 runs, 8 hits, and 1 error. James Meeker the win, Evan Fitterer the loss. Luis Amaya gets the save. David Blake here with you as we wrap everything up on the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. Shuckers get a big-time win and come with some big-time offense. 8 runs on the day, and it all starts in the second inning. Get your scoring summary on the way next. This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new. Visit GlassDoctor.com to request a free estimate and let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Watch over 7,000 minor league games during the season with MILB.TV on the MILB First Pitch app and MILB.com. Sign up today at MILB.TV.
Featuring amazing views of MGM Park, downtown Biloxi, and the Mississippi Sound, the Renova Roofing Party Deck is the place to be this summer. The deck includes all-you-can-eat food and beverage service for 2 hours, as well as group recognition on the MGM Park video board during the game. Enjoy the scenic views of the game from the suite level. Get in the action and call 228-233-3465 today.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans at MGM Park on Saturday, July 29th at 6:05 for a clear backpack giveaway presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Mississippi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Shuckers post-game show. Let's send it back to the booth on the Biloxi Shuckers radio network.
Welcome inside the Biloxi Shuckers post-game show. It's a happy final for the Shuckers to start the series against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. The Shuckers win it 8-5, 8 runs, 11 hits, no errors, 5 runs, 8 hits, and an error for Pensacola. The Shuckers at 37-39 on the year, 3-4 in the second half. Pensacola now 44-31, 3-4 in the second half. James Meeker gets the win after 5 shutout innings with 2 strikeouts. Evan Fitterer, the loss, falls to 4-3, gives up 6 runs, 5 of them earned in 4 innings. Luis Amaya, we originally said he was credited with the save. He does not qualify for a save because one of the criteria is you have to pitch at least 1 inning. He pitched 2/3 of an inning, but either way, closed out a big-time Shuckers win against Pensacola. Time to wrap everything up with the scoring summary. It was a big-time one for the Biloxi Shuckers. They got 1 run home in the first inning on an RBI fielder's choice from Tristan Lutz that scored Freddie Zamora. Then in the third inning, the Shuckers sent 11 men to the plate, including Tyler Black and Lamar Sparks twice. Sparks started it off with a walk, and that started a run of the first 8 batters in the inning reaching. It was an RBI single from Jefferson Caro after a run scored thanks to an error by the second baseman Cody Morissette that allowed a run to come home off Jackson Churio's bat. Then it was an RBI single from Wes Clark. Freddie Zamora doubled. Xavier Warren walked. Lutz then singled home Zamora, and Lamar Sparks 2 batters later walked in a run for his first of 2 runs driven in on the day. Tyler Black then ended the inning on a strikeout on sort of an awkward-looking swing. He was then removed from the game for Felix Bolero. We do not have an update. We'll keep you updated as soon as we get word on what's up with Tyler Black. Hopefully it is just a precautionary thing and he'll be back in the lineup tomorrow. But the Shuckers were up 6-0. They would make it 7-0 on an RBI single from Lamar Sparks in the 5th inning that brought home Xavier Warren after a double. Pensacola got 2 in the bottom of the 6th inning off Shuckers reliever Caleb Bowman, an RBI double from Troy Johnston. Then Johnston scored on an RBI single from Griffin Conine. In the 7th inning, Xavier Warren capped up was just a tremendous day at the plate. Goes 3-4, and all 3 hits were extra base hits. This time in the 7th inning, after 2 doubles, it was a homer from Warren. Poked it out to right for his 7th of the year and his 29th run batted in. Shuckers then were up by an 8-2 score. Pensacola made it 8-5 in the bottom of the 9th inning on a 3-run homer from Bennett Hostetler. But Luis Amaya comes in and locks it down to get the Shuckers an 8-5 win. We'll take a break when we come back. Time to wrap everything up on the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. We'll whip around the Southern Lake and we'll whip around the Brewers organization. That comes your way next in the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go
troubles down the drain.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Wrap everything up here on the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. Time to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Biloxi wins at 8-5 over Pensacola. 8 runs, 11 hits, no errors for Biloxi. 5 runs, 8 hits, and an error for Pensacola. That'll whip around the Southern League. Everything currently in action. Middle of the third inning at Smoky Stadium in Kodak, Tennessee. The Birmingham Barons lead the Tennessee Smokies by a 4-2 score through 2.5. Top of the fourth inning, they're scoreless in Pearl between the Biscuits and the M Braves. Meanwhile, through a half inning of play, the Chattanooga Lookouts lead the Rocket City Trash Pandas 1-0. Time to also whip around the Brewers farm system here on a July 4th. Every team in action. Let's start off in what's gone final. The ACL Padres take down the ACL Brewers 7-3. The ACL crew now at 11-11 on the year. It was a battle of Brewers teams in the Dominican Summer League. Brewers 1 is up 2-0 in the top of the first inning against Brewers 2. That game has been suspended. They'll complete it on July 14th as part of a doubleheader. Games have gone wild elsewhere in the system. In single A, the Carolina Mudcats scored 7 runs in the first, 4 in the second. They lead the Fayetteville Woodpeckers by an 11-0 score. Meanwhile, just underway at Fox City Stadium in Wisconsin, the Timber Rattlers and Boyd Skycarp are knotted at 0. Meanwhile, end of the first inning, the Columbus Clippers put up a 10 spot on the Nashville Sounds. 10 runs on 8 hits in the top of the first inning. At the big league level, the Cubs take down the Brew Crew by a 7-6 final in 11 innings. The Crew now at 46-40 on the season in a tight battle with the Cincinnati Reds for first place in the National League Central. The Reds right now 1 game up on the Crew. Meanwhile, in Pensacola, James Meeker gets the win. Evan Fitterer the loss. Shuckers win it 8-5 over Pensacola. Two teams will meet up tomorrow for game 2 of their 6-game set. First pitch scheduled for 6:35 will be on air at 6:20 with pregame. Ready, Carlos Rodriguez goes for Biloxi against the lefty Jake Eater. Still working his way back from Tommy John surgery a year ago. 0-1 with a 4.82 ERA. Rodriguez 4-2 with a 3.09 ERA. That'll do it for us tonight from Pensacola. We hope you have an enjoyable rest of your July 4th. Stay safe, be happy, and we'll talk to you tomorrow at 6:20 with pregame right here on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Have a great night.